Come along, children. Now we're going to have a little music, like old times. Look, now I'll start the melody on the organ.
It's Feather Rock with Bill and Ella. It's Feather Rock and sometimes Liam. It's Feather Rock time. It's time for Feather Rock.
This is Feather Rock Spoil the Child, and this is My Name is King of Socks.
Your name is not King of Socks. Your name is Ella.
No, my name is King of Socks.
I don't think it is.
But it's my name.
I
my
know
name
it
is
you.
King of Socks.
No, it's King of Socks.
My name is King of Socks.
Interesting.
My name is King of Socks, and nothing can stop me from showing off my socks.
Wide open.
You know you need your eyes wide open. You gotta keep your eyes wide open. Eyes wide open.
Music from Billy Jonas. The record's called Happy Accidents. The song, Eyes Wide Open. Cat and a Bird, Night Owl, and They Might Be Giants. My name is King of Socks. They might be Giants here on Thursday. Recorded an in-studio with them. We'll air that probably next week. It is Spare the Rock, Spoil the Child, Indie Music for Indie Kids. My name's Bill. Over there.
Ella.
Over there.
Liam.
So we're on the radio machine every Saturday morning with Indie Music for Indie Kids. Music here from Andrew Bird. Measuring Cups.
Boom, 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 boom. Around from town to town, till he met Tiny Turtle, and then he settled down.
That is brand new music from Casper Baby Pants. Bunny Brown is the song. If the voice sounds familiar to the adults, Chris Ballew also is the lead singer from The Presidents of the United States of America. Renee and Jeremy before that with Rely. It's Spare the Rock, Spoil the Child, Indie Music for Indie Kids every Saturday morning. We're also online at sparetherock.com. We've come to the point in the show when whichever children are around ask me a question. I answer the question. We proceed accordingly. Are you guys, do you have a question or...
Yeah, we do.
Yeah.
You do? Okay, let's hear it.
Are you prepared to love?
I am. First advice from They Might Be Giants.
Prepare to rock. Don't spare the rock now. Bill, Ella, sometimes we
rock.
From the Till Things Are Brighter CD, tribute to Johnny Cash back from the late 80s. It's Michelle Shock doing One Piece at a Time.
Are you prepared to read?
Book time. Ba, 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 ba. Book time. Ba, 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 ba. Book time. Ba, 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 ba. Book time with Ella, all right.
Well, when you hear Recess Monkey singing about it being time for book time with Ella, you might have a guess that it is time for book time with Ella. So, Ella, what book are we talking about this week?
The Westing Game.
By Ellen Raskin. It's a book I think we mentioned earlier in the show that is appropriate probably down to, like, you know, third, fourth grade, something like that, but also pretty fun, even if you're a little bit older like you. Mm-hmm. What's it about and why do you like it?
It's about a place called Sunset Towers where a bunch of people who seem to have no connection to each other all come to live, then suddenly it comes to light, then suddenly they are all thrown together in a game called the Westing Game, set up by Sam Westing, who is connected to everyone in some way.
And we don't want to give anything away. It's a very complicated puzzle book, but really, really fun and interesting and enjoyable on a bunch of different levels, just from as a straight up mystery, but then you discover, as you spend a lot of time researching today, that there's a lot of interesting references throughout.
Mm-hmm.
So it's The Westing Game by Ellen Raskin. You can go to our website, sparetherock.com, for links to independent booksellers where you can pick it up. It's Book Time with Ella. Here's Deedle Deedle Dees, Bluebird, Redbird, Redbird Reef from their new CD, Strange Dees Indeed, on Spare the Rock. All right, it's Spare the Rock, Spoil the Child. We're joined in the studio by They Might Be Giants for the first time in our studio.
It seems impossible.
It does seem shocking, in fact. You did the theme song for our show, and we've had you on a number of times, but always recording into some sort of often failing device backstage somewhere.
Right. Can you just say what you said before?
Right.
Yeah. One more time.
Just one more time, because it was really good when you said it last time.
Yeah.
That was great.
Like, come home.
So first question for you. This is actually going to air 9 days from now. So I'm wondering if you have any predictions about things that are going to happen between now and March 17th, I guess it is.
I'm predicting that the Romney-Santorum race will be undecided 9 days from now.
Okay. That's a testable assertion, and I suspect you're correct. Marty Beller, any predictions for what's coming in the next 9 days? Peyton Manning to the Dolphins. Okay. John Flansburg.
Festival.
What those guys said.
Right. The Dolphins are going to win the Republican nomination.
And Peyton Manning will be the vice presidential nominee. Excellent. That's very nice. Could we maybe start off with a song now that we've got your predictions?
Absolutely.
Sure.
I just happen to have an accordion here.
And there happens to be a small guitar.
Let's do Dr. Worm.
Okay. That's one we were hoping for.
Is it the one you were hoping for?
That was one of the songs we were hoping for.
Okay. Kind of soft.